Were they somehow lame in their understanding of reality? Were they and every other one who devoted his life to the true and living God and put his trust in Him before Charles Darwin worshiping God in some kind of ignorance? Were they in thinking that God had wondrously, miraculously, gloriously created everything in 6 days, misinformed? And thus their praise, the praise of those that are ignorant? And what about the Church of Jesus Christ through the centuries? The pillar and ground of the truth, the guardian and proclaimer of the true God, have they also been captive to some kind of simplistic, naive notion about creation? Or do the people of God have it right? Do they have it right? To reject the Genesis creation account is to reject not only Old Testament worship, but New Testament worship and the worship of the Church of Jesus Christ through the subsequent centuries, when the believers put their confidence in their God and their Christ as the Creator. So fidelity and simplicity rest together. But there is one more word and one more category. The creation account is not something to trifle with. It is not something secondary. It is not something arbitrary. It is preeminent. It is primary. It is essential. It is critical to the main theme of divine revelation and the eternal purpose of God. So let's use the term priority. Fidelity, simplicity, priority. What is God's priority? What is His purpose for which He made everything? What is the goal and the end and the reason? What is the divine priority? Obviously, God created with a clear end in mind. God didn't create and hope some meaningful plan evolved. He created with a very specific scheme in mind. He created with a very defined ultimate purpose that would be brought to its fulfillment. And God orchestrates the array of circumstances, contingencies, changes, and revolutions from person to person, day to day, nation to nation, era to era, toward some certain fixed goal to which everything moves inexorably. Jonathan Edwards put it this way, "Providence subordinates all changes in the affairs of mankind." That's a great statement. Providence subordinates all changes in the affairs of mankind. And they're all subordinated to a divine plan. Everything from creation to consummation is part of one great divine plan being worked by God's powerful providence. There's not one hostile molecule that operates outside of